Well, let me invite JP and John to come forward and share a few things with us now. If you're not sure who is who, JP's the tall one, John's the good-looking one. Is that right?
Thank you, brother.
Go on, John. There we are. It has fallen to me this year to lead our team at Liverpool, and it's not as difficult as leading beach teams. Leading beach teams is far harder, especially when you've got unruly team members. Ben Huxford. Anyway, enough about Ben. It's good to be here this evening. Good to see you. We're here for the week. If you can come and join with us, we would love to see you in the open air. What we do, we preach, we communicate the Christian message, we use a board whereby we display verses of scripture or develop a talk. But one of the things we like to do in the open air is to interview people. I'm no Jeremy Paxman, but we do like to find out about people, especially Christians, and the change that has taken place in their hearts. And John here, I've known for about 12 years now, I think, and probably that's what's turned him grey. But we're going to find out about John, because John's an associate with the Open Air Mission. He doesn't get paid, but he probably does more than I do in the open air around North Wales. But you're not from North Wales, are you, John?
No, I'm not.
Do you want to speak into the microphone?
Yes, I better, I suppose. No, I'm not from North Wales, actually. Although I speak fluent Welsh now. Well, not fluent, but very good Welsh, really. I'm from Ireland, actually, from a place called County Kildare. Have you ever heard of the Curra, the racehorses? That's where I come from.
There we are.
Yeah.
So you live in North Wales, John. You're an associate with the mission, so you take the Christian message to the people where they are. What sort of places do you go to in North Wales?
Well, I go to, Portmadoc, very famous town, Snowdonia area. I go to Pwllheli, and I go
These will only know Pwllheli as Pwllheli.
Pwllheli.
Do you recognise it now? Yep, Pwll. There we are.
Also, I go to Bangor, Carnarvon, and Colne Bay, Llandudno, and even as far as Wrexham at times. I go to Barmouth as well. So you go
to Portmadoc on a Friday, which is market day.
Friday market.
But you had an interesting experience the other week, because there weren't many market stalls.
No, there wasn't, actually. A bit disappointing, really, because the market stall bring people. And Portmadoc, and a lot of the places I go are small places, Portmadoc being one of them. Not great crowds of people, you know, but always great opportunities. And actually, the police were there doing sort of deputation work. And I said to one of the marketeers, what's wrong with all your friends? They haven't come out today. And probably because the police were there, because they don't always do things by the book, you know. Anyway, the police were very busy talking to people and did a bit of preach that day and talked to people and gave tracts out. But then I had a conversation with the police themselves, because I thought I'd better go and introduce myself.
Yeah. So why were the police there? What were they talking about?
Well, I didn't find that out until I went to speak to them to introduce myself. And they were there and to make for alcohol awareness. It's got very big now in Wales, alcohol. And that was a great opportunity for me, because, you see, I come from that alcohol background. It was my favourite pastime. I worked hard and drank hard. That was my way of life. But I was able to share, whereas they were trying to educate people. It was a great conversation I had with them, because I was able to tell them my own testimony of how I'd tried every way to get rid of the affliction of alcohol out in my life, because I realised all the problems, and nothing worked. I tried psychiatrists. I was tried by the court. They tried to get me out of it. And, of course, the police themselves and the solicitors, and none of it worked. But I was able to share with them that the thing that did work was when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and He took away my love for alcohol and gave me a love actually for His Word and His way of life.
Yeah, so is that enough? They had a bit of alcohol awareness that day themselves, didn't they?
Yes.
Now, the context of where you come from in Ireland is a very religious area, so that was your background, and you brought that with you when you came as a family to North Wales. So what did that religion mean to you in those days?
Yeah, well, actually, it was... I have to say, I was always brought up to believe in God, you know, and my mum was a very devout Catholic, and she always prayed with us. It had its restrictions, and of course when you get to the age where you leave school and join the army, that was the first thing to go with me. And I started to exercise and to stretch my resources beyond whatever I could. But religion definitely wasn't part of it.
Mm. But as you grew older, then you came back to that religion looking for answers?
Yes, yeah. I eventually got married and had children and baptisms and all that. And with the difficulties of relationships and with the problems with alcohol and things, general things of life, I got back to going to Mass and trying to find some peace in life and some purpose in life. And, well, I didn't find it because the alcohol was the solution for me at that time. Didn't drink every day, didn't get up in the morning looking, worked hard, as I said, and that was my reward at the end of the week, you know.
I gather you were quite notorious in the Porthmadog area.
I have to say, yes, I was a painter by trade, but I was well known for painting the town red, and it was known by most of the landlords. I'd been, given a services no longer required in many of the pubs. In fact, I'm probably one of the few people that managed to... I had to go to Carnarvon because me, after having been in the army, I think I told you I'd been in the army, and been trained as a, you know, infantry, and a couple of tours of actual active service, I knew how to handle myself. But the trouble is, when I had drink, I exercised my abilities in the wrong way, if that's putting it politely.
So you were banned from every pub in Porthmadog?
Yes, I was actually, yeah.
There we are. He didn't always leave through the door, sometimes through the windows. But yeah. The Lord saved you. He turned your life completely about. How is your life different because of Jesus? What the Catholic Church couldn't do for you, what the probation service couldn't do for you, what the Alcoholics Anonymous couldn't do for you, Jesus Christ did. So what is that change? How did it look in your life?
Well, the change is that all the things I look for in this world that are supposed to give you peace, that are supposed to give you purpose, that turned out to be nothing, I found when... I wouldn't even say when I found the Lord, because I really wasn't looking for Him. He just came into my life and He took away that love for that kind of life and gave me purpose. I knew that if I was to go to every person and place 12-step programs, you know, make amends with people, that... I was talking to a fellow yesterday. He was telling me about the 12 steps. Well, I had a problem with them because one of the steps was, well, you've got to make amends. That's part of the good works that will make you feel like a better person. But some of the people that I'd made were supposed to make amends, some of them had passed on. Others had moved away. It wouldn't happen. But the peace that I found and the forgiveness, knowing that I was forgiven, knowing that that's what came first with me. You know, you learn the theology after, but coming from a Catholic background, having very, if any, very little knowledge of the Bible, but the power of the of God's forgiveness and his the power of the gospel coming alive in a person had happened. I couldn't have explained it. And then I started to read about it as I was introduced to the Word of God. And what I wasn't looking for, certainly, was a relationship with the Lord. But he was looking for me. And I never had a desire, never had a fight, never had a drink since that day. Never needed one.
How many years?
That's 25 years now, probably.
Praise the Lord.
You know.
So when the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, here is a living proof of that in a very visible way. And we're so privileged to have John sharing the gospel in North Wales and in Liverpool this week. Now, I mentioned beach missions earlier. John was on his way to help me in Tenby. If you've never done beach mission before, never mind these red T-shirts with the UBM, come with the open air mission to Tenby. Lovely place. And John was on his way to Tenby in 2009 when unfortunately there was a Jaguar going rather quickly on the wrong side of a road on a blind corner. Very briefly, John, tell us what were the injuries were that you received.
Well, I had a bleed on the brain, broke my neck, broke my sternum, broke all my ribs on this side, broke both my legs, my knee, both my ankles, my heel bones, virtually lost this arm. It's all pinned back with steel. I've got steel in my legs. I burst my lungs, burst my liver, burst my spleen, ruptured my kidneys. I had 36 pints of blood. I was unconscious for 5 weeks and in hospital for 5 months.
He had a free ride in a helicopter and can't remember anything about it either. But there was one thing that wasn't broken, and that was his heart. Because through this, you told me, you were brought closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And so if you want to know more about that, I'll let you ask John afterwards. But by God's grace, he's here to share the gospel. So do pray for John and the work he does, but have a think of how the Lord can change lives. I've heard it said on the streets of Porthmadog, there must be a God. If he can change John Bolger, he can change anybody. So have a chat with John at the end. But thanks, John. Thanks, Ian.